My name is Carlos Alzugaray. I'm a former Cuban ambassador and a former professor of Havana University. Today I am retired, but I am a vice president of the historical social writing section of the Cuban Writers Union. I have been studying Cuban-U.S. relations for many years. This event that has been taking place over the last 18 years is a very important event because it brings together both American and Cuban scholars who study the development of Cuban-U.S. relations. The important thing is that the spirit of the event, which is the name of the event, is Cuba in U.S. Foreign Policy. The spirit of the event is to find out the areas, to find the areas where cooperation can exist. And we have developed many ideas here about cooperation. The high point of this event was in 2014, when the event coincided with the historic agreement between Raul Castro and Barack Obama to reestablish diplomatic relations and start a process of normalization of relations. I think most of the people who come to Cuba from the United States are well-intentioned. We don't agree on everything. We have had very strong disagreements, as a matter of fact. I remember that in 2014, the day previous to the agreement, we had a strong disagreement. And some American scholars said it's impossible for President Obama to do this. But some of us insisted on something that is the key to the Raul Castro Barack Obama agreement, which is both countries, both governments, both peoples have common interest in a number of areas, in environmental issues, in even on security issues, there are common interests. And the fact that we disagree shouldn't be an obstacle for developing cooperation in those areas. I think the 2 years when we did that, after President Obama and President Raul Castro made that deal, demonstrated how much we could progress. As a matter of fact, this is a point that the Director General for the United States at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs today, Ambassador Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, said, and I couldn't agree with him more. We have to be optimistic because the reality that we have common interests, that we have to work together, and that we have to avoid disagreements to damage the cooperation that we can do, because the cooperation is in the benefit of the American people and the Cuban people, and even of Cuban Americans. Cuban Americans would derive a lot of benefits from a climate of cooperation between the two sides. So if I would have to use a word for this, is academic diplomacy. This is an exercise in academic diplomacy, where academics from both sides exchange ideas on how to advance cooperation.
And being with the experience that you have as a former diplomat, a Cuban diplomat, what is your opinion about the recent statements against our doctors by the U.S. government?
Oh, this is a political campaign. It is unfortunate that the Trump administration obviously has gone back to the past. What is the past? The past is the main interest of the United States in Cuba is regime change. And in order to achieve regime change, you must do anything that you can do. So if you have to lie, you lie. So this is what's happening. It's very funny, and it's sometimes paradoxical. At times they accuse the Cuban government of exploiting the doctors. At times they say that the doctors are the Cuban spies. So when you hear such two diverse and contradictory positions, you know that they are lying. That they are lying. And it hurts them because Cuba shows to the world, and to Latin America in particular, that we can do a lot of good if we cooperate. And this again, several years ago, we cooperated, U.S. and Cuba cooperated on the Ebola epidemic. And, for example, Ambassador Samantha Powers, who was the President Obama's ambassador to the United Nations, she came back to the U.S. once and said, what the Cuban doctors do is incredible. Nobody does what the Cuban doctors do. So reality is Cuba has a very strong, vibrant medical aid program that includes sending doctors all over the world, but includes also training doctors in Cuba. And this works, and people like it. People think it, no matter what the propaganda of the U.S. does. It's a horrible propaganda, because you are using propaganda against people who are selfless, who really give their lives to healing, and that shouldn't be done. That's totally wrong, evil. That's evil.
Thank you very much.